But we've got a much, much more important sporting story now, far more important than anything you just mentioned, because the Roscommon Miners enjoyed a great win over Kildare at the weekend, granting them a place in the All-Ireland semi-finals. But, unfortunately, there was one casualty of the Rossies' celebrations. A tweet sent out after the match revealed that a, quote, good jumper, unquote, had been left behind on the pitch by an unknown and clearly very stylish supporter. Brian Carroll, chairperson of the Roscommon GAA Supporters Club, is on the line now. Brian, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
You've tweeted a picture of the item of clothing in question, and it does look like a very good jumper indeed. Describe it for us.
It's as described by our county secretary, it's a good jumper. I suppose, Miles, this story took off really on Monday evening. It was accidental, really, the way it took off. It was just a conversation between myself and the county secretary, and he just mentioned that he had found the jumper on the pitch after the game, and it obviously belonged to a Roscommon supporter, and asked me, you know, if I was talking to anyone, would I mention it, and, you know, if I was talking to any members of the supporters club. So he sent me a message to put on Twitter, and I put it on it, and before I knew where we were, we had a couple of hundred retweets and everything had gone mad.
The tweet read, in after-match celebrations, a Roscommon GAA supporter dropped a good jumper on the pitch in Tullamore today. Roscommon County Secretary has it. You got plenty of responses. Just give us an example, if you can, of some of the responses that that you got.
Oh, we got numerous responses from all kinds of people in all parts of the country. You know, we had all different people wondering what kind of jumper it was, and I think, in fairness, I think the word "good" was what really got this going. I think if we just had said jumper, it might have been a lot easier.
Yes. For example, somebody tweeted to say his mother will kill him if she finds out. Somebody else same one he uses for mass, I assume. And somebody else said, Godspeed, good jumper. May you be reunited with your owner soon. And please God is right. Somebody else said, it's good to see supporters banding together at a time as difficult as this. Has anybody come forward to say, I am the owner of this good jumper?
No, we have no definite owner yet. We have one person made contact with us late last night that they may know somebody that owns it. So we're just following up on that today. So hopefully we'll finally reunite the owner with their jumper.
You sound like an investigative officer. We're following a lead, or we're following a particular... Are you following a particular line of inquiry at this stage?
Yeah, right? we're following a definite line of inquiry at the moment.
And how can people actually... We assume that it will be a Roscommon supporter, so this is of no great relevance if you live outside... Well, not necessarily you could live outside Roscommon, but unless you're a Roscommon supporter, how can they actually get hold of an image of the jumper and identify it as their own? Or even worse, how can perhaps their mothers do it?
Well, we're taking it for granted that the Roscommon supporters was out on the pitch celebrating. It could have been a Kildare person out drowning their sorrows, we're not sure. But it was in the general area of the Roscommon team, so we're taking it for granted the Roscommon. It's on our Twitter page, there's a picture of it on it there.
This is the Roscommon Supporters Club.
Roscommon Supporters Club, yeah. It's on our Twitter account. It's also on our Facebook page, so we have it up there. You know, it's there for anyone to see it.
Okay, so the owner can, if you lost a good jumper at Tullamore on Sunday, perhaps go to the Roscommon Supporters Club Twitter feed, have a look, see if it's yours, or if it's the mammy, have a look and see, do you recognise the stitching and is that something that you knitted yourself?
Yeah.
Brian, well done. It's a corporal work of mercy that you're doing here. Congratulations and the very, very best of luck. And hopefully the owner will come forward. Brian Carroll, chairperson of the Roscommon GAA Supporters Club.